Hey, hello, what's up? Shit, it's time to read some Dear 2 letters. Let me just dig in my little bag here and see what we got. Dear 2, I'm sure you already know this, but I think it's bullshit that they took GTA San Andreas off the shelves. The reason that they took it off the shelf is because it involves sex, violence, stealing, etc. Just have one thing to say to the parents, that is, if it's rated M, mature, it's for a good damn reason. If you don't want your kids exposed to that shit, look at the fucking rating. It's there for a reason, and this was sent to us by Grey Wolf, and he doesn't say where he's from. You know, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for it all to go boom and explode in our faces, because if there's anyone who has a good reason to go completely batshit and kill everyone, it's the kids right now. The kids now are being treated like some subhuman slime found on the bottom of a plumber's boot on a daily basis. What they're going through every day would drive anyone to want to see people's intestines in a blasting contest for distance. And then they're going to look around and they're going to go, wow, there's no way to kill computer-simulated people anymore. I guess we'll have to kill some real fuckers! And fuck video games, my friend. Fuck them. They're going to turn the streets into GTA, okay? All the people who are offended by computer-simulated rocket launchers are suddenly going to have real ones stuffed up their ass because the dumb fucks took away the only other way for the kids to vent this shit out. And then we'll see how offended they get by a missile suppository. I'm popping the popcorn. I'm doing it right now. I'm going to be in the front row for this. I'm telling you. I'm going to be laughing my ass off. Dear 2, I'm a 14-year-old living on the very outskirts of the furry fandom. I'm really interested in everyone and I want to get to know people. Where would be the best place for me to go and meet new people in the fandom? Thank you for reading, and it's not signed, so anonymous. The best place to meet furs is definitely going to be in hell. We've got our own convention hotel reserved down there with snooty staff and broken elevators. But on the plus side, we're going to be able to get all the best bands to perform for us down there, you know? And we'll be able to beat the shit out of Fred Phelps on a daily basis, so it won't be too bad. But if you don't want to wait for everyone to die, then the best place to meet new people in the fandom is at furry conventions. That's the best place. There's one somewhere in the world about once a month, and they're all over the U.S. And if you can't make it to one of those, then get on either Furry Muck or Tapestries. Those are furry chat places, and they're both filled with intelligent, distinguished perverts who just would love to meet you. So, yeah. Dear Ranting Griffin, I have just listened to your audio file about gay marriage, and I understand where you're coming from. I'm a parish priest from Northwest England, and honestly, I have nothing against gay marriage or homosexuality. The only problem is, like a lot of things, acting upon homosexual desire is a sin. If you were to marry, however, never have sexual relationship, God would not have a problem. If you were to repent, God would again forgive. Everyone sins. This is just one of the many sins you will do in your lifetime. Now, the point I want to make is that, from my point of view, so long as you don't do it in the Catholic Church and the word God is not in the vows, I see no reason why gays cannot get married. They cannot and never will be able to get married as a Catholic, as it is against our religion. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be allowed to get married at all. There are hundreds of non-religious marriage services around the world every day. So in closing, as long as you're not expecting my religion to change, I see no reason to deny you marriage. Just please don't expect to be recognized by God. This isn't for us to decide. Thank you for your time. You know, if this is not for you to decide, then why are you deciding it? I mean, if members of a church go, gay marriage is okay, but they can't do it in these places, and they can't use these words, and they can't do it in this manner, this is not for us to decide. Well, you just decided it, assholes! God isn't the one preventing gays from getting married, you are! I haven't seen God marching around with an I hate fag sign, okay? If I walk up to a church with my boyfriend to get married and a bolt of lightning came out of the sky and cooked my ass, then you could go, whoa, God just prevented the hell out of that marriage. But until then, God is not the one who's stopping me from getting married. The church and the government are the ones who've decided this, not God. Hey, if gay marriage isn't recognized by God, like you say, then where exactly is the harm in marrying them under God? If he doesn't want to recognize something, then he won't, right? God isn't going to be like, well, I didn't want to recognize this pervert marriage, but now that they've said my name and did it in a church, I've got to blow my godly wad of blessings all over these freaks. No! God will recognize what he wants to, and the church and the government are just being plain arrogant, deciding what God does and doesn't recognize. I mean, it's been a while since I've read the Bible, you know, but if I remember correctly, those things are supposed to be up to God, aren't they? And, you know, the day that someone actually reads the actual original Hebrew Bible and finds a place where God says he doesn't like homosexuals, then I'll go down on you. Okay, the ancient Greek language didn't even have the word homosexual. All the references in the Bible about homosexuals being bad are extremely debatable. So don't you think it would be in the church's best interest to not interpret what God wants from some ancient dusty scroll and actually leave it up to God? If God doesn't want us in heaven, then I guarantee you he'll toss us out right as soon as we get there.
You know, whoa there. We have some faggots up here. Cook these dudes until they're screaming in faggly pain.
And, you know, if that happens, then you can go, told you, fucker. And you can laugh your ass off at me burning in hell. But what God doesn't need is a bunch of stuffed shirt assholes who think they know what he's thinking better than he does. Any consenting adult should be able to get married, and if God doesn't like it, let him deal with it. You know, I could go into this for far too long, but the bottom line is that God made it clear he's the one who's supposed to be doing the judging, and anyone who's actually obeying God will let him do it. Dear Two, and possible co-host if you're using a co-host for this. I'm not. Oops. I just got your mail that I subscribed to saying that you are still answering Dear Two letters, and I was quite happy about this because I have a problem I'd like your opinion on. I've just split up with my fiance, who I've been with for 3 years, so as you can guess, I'm feeling really upset, but that's just the beginning. I'm in a really bad place at the moment. I have almost no social life due to my operation because I couldn't leave the house, and I've lost contact with almost all of my friends, and I have the pressing problem of money. I have no money. I have a 680-pound debt that I need to pay off before the end of September. The government refuses to give me any benefits. I have nowhere to live because my parents can't afford to have me living there any longer, and I'm having trouble getting a job because I'm going to university in October, and I have to legally enclose this to employers. I think you mean disclose, but we'll go with enclose. As you can guess, no one seems willing to employ anyone for only 2 months. I really value your opinion and judgment, and this is where I could really use it. What should I do? I'm obviously not going to be stupid and suicidal or anything like that, but I need some advice because I'm really starting to worry now. Thanks, Tornado Creator, and he doesn't put down where he's from either, so yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about my face, okay? When there is no food going into my face, or when my face is being hit by a tornado because it doesn't have a roof to live under, it begins to think, you know, face, I really need to check my priorities here. And it does whatever it can to get food and shelter so that it can continue to be a face and not a dead piece of meat with holes in it. Food and shelter are necessary. You need these things, and if you have no money to get them, and no one will hire you because you're going to be at a university, then you need to not be at the university. I'm not saying an education isn't important. I'm just saying food is a lot more nutritious than, you know, air. It doesn't mean you should never go to college, but right now, you need to do what you have to live. And your face can't learn things from a university if it is dead anyway. So if I were you, I'd chill a little. I'd start over and keep it simple. Get a job. Get a place to live. Then figure out what you can do from there. Then start thinking about university and classes and shit like that. But first, you need food in your face and you need shelter on your face. And after that, then go a step at a time there. Dear Two, I had a rather unpleasant experience recently. You know, I did too, actually. It all started with these sausage burritos I got at a combination Mexican restaurant pet store, but you probably don't want to hear about that. My 16-year-old sister is gay, and she has had a girlfriend for 2 months now. I was walking upstairs, and her bedroom door was slightly open. Obviously, I didn't mean to look inside, but the door was at such an angle that I kind of couldn't help it. What I saw was my sister having hot lesbian sex with her 17-year-old girlfriend. Holy shit. I know my mom would freak out if she knew it was this serious. Should I let my mom find out for herself, tell her tactfully, talk to my sister, help to make sure if my mom doesn't find out, or something else entirely? I'd really appreciate your advice on this situation. Jax, I don't think you're alone. Whenever there's hot lesbian sex going on, most people can't help looking. However, mom's gonna come home one day, and she's gonna go upstairs, and suddenly there will be this steaming offspring girl-on-girl action right up in her face, and she's gonna, like, scream and break dance all over her voluptuous naked skull. So this isn't good. What your sister is doing, how and when she decides to tell people, especially her parents, and who sees this going on should be your sister's business and no one else's. The problem is she's kind of making it other people's business by doing it, whether people can see it and, you know, watch it and film it and send it to fucking Snoop Dogg for Girls Gone Wild number 79, you know? And if that's what she wants to do, then that's up to her, but I get the feeling she's probably just being careless. What you should do is tell your sister what happened and remind her to be a little more careful with it. She probably doesn't even realize she was in a place where she could be seen. If, after that, she wants to go muff diving in the middle of everyone in Grand Central Station, hey, that's her business. You've done what you could, and without butting into much into her business, and that's the best way to play it. I think that's what you should do, and stop watching your sister bang other girls, okay? Even accidentally, because that's just gross. Thanks for sending in your letters. Keep them coming. I'll be back to read more of them soon. And remember, if you don't give a flying fuck, at least give a walking one.